Jihad in New York, curbing Iran and packing heat in Kansas. I'm Tom Graham. Two New York City women are in custody on charges they plan to wage jihad in America.
They are U.S. citizens who live in Queens, New York. The two women, identified in a federal criminal complaint as 28-year-old Noelle Valencias and 31-year-old Asia Siddique. Authorities say they are homegrown would-be terrorists planning to detonate a bomb in the United States.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, curbing Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting sanctions. Western leaders and Iran have reached a preliminary agreement. Israel not happy.
Gives Iran an extensive, expansive nuclear infrastructure remains in place. Thousands of centrifuges.
That's Mark Regev, spokesperson for the Israeli prime minister. Kansas will be the fifth state to allow residents to carry concealed firearms without a permit. The law signed into law by the Republican governor. I'm Tom Graham. The NCAA threatened to move its headquarters out of Indiana over a new law that critics say allows businesses to discriminate against gays.
Speaking to reporters in Indianapolis Thursday, NCAA President Mark Emmert said they would consider taking their headquarters out of Indianapolis if the state's religious freedom law isn't fixed.
These are not sidebar issues for a university. These go right at the heart of who a university is and what they stand for.
I'm John Stolmes.
Under intense pressure, lawmakers have now revised the measure. Meantime, one family-owned business placed near South Bend was shut down Thursday after saying they would not cater a gay wedding. This after a firestorm of outrage and threats. President Obama spoke more about his so-called tech hire program.
It's a pretty simple concept. It brings employers and local governments together to support innovative job training programs like online classes, coding boot camps, community college courses designed by local employers.
President speaking in Louisville, I'm Tom Graham.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Why are Bay Area consumers using the just-released Diamond Certified Directory for finding top-rated local contractors, showrooms, auto repair shops, and professionals?
We've had bad experiences before in the past with contractors, and we wanted to ensure that the job we're going to get done is done well and done right.
I like that I know I'm going to get reliable service and people who are really going to listen to what the customer has to say.
If we have a problem or a concern, we need a contractor for a particular reason, we pull out the Diamond Certified Directory and have a look.
Have it done professionally so you wouldn't have to worry about having the work done again, say, in a year or two. So we were very pleased with the Diamond Certified resources.
To order your free Diamond Certified Directory, go to diamondcertified.org. And you can read all the rating results and local profiles. Their website again, diamondcertified.org.
Now the defense will have its turn. The prosecution rested its case in the murder trial of former NFL star Aaron Hernandez.
After 39 days of testimony over 10 weeks from 131 witnesses and more than 400 exhibits shown in court, the prosecution's case is done. The defense has said they'll need only one day for their side Monday. Then closing arguments will be delivered, the jury will be instructed, and then they'll begin deliberations next week. Judge Susan Garsh reminded jurors not to say anything about the case over the holiday weekend. Doug Cope, Fall River, Massachusetts.
After being lost at sea for 66 days, Lewis Jordan rescued about 200 miles off North Carolina's coast. Vanilla Ice won't be facing jail time for his alleged home burglary earlier this year. It's according to TMZ. Rob Van Winkle, Ice's real name, was recently arrested but said it was just a misunderstanding. Stocks closing higher Thursday after two down days on Wall Street. The Dow rose 65, the S&P added 7. I'm Tom Graham.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in the gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. KGO Radio News Time is 10:05. California regulators say they'll start closing more of hundreds of improperly permitted oil field injection wells by October 15th. A California appeals court says the state can remove out-of-control children from the custody of a parent, even if the mother or father is not to blame for the children's behavior. The small earthquake rattled the Bay Area much earlier today, but no reports of problems, really. The USGS says it was only a 3.5 and struck at about 12:06 a.m., centered about 15 miles east of San Francisco. KGO traffic, construction on the Bay Bridge again tonight. Eastbound 80, the four left lanes closed from the West Span in San Francisco all the way to the Toll Plaza in Oakland till 6 in the morning, and it's beginning to create jam-ups, believe me. San Jose, 280 southbound just before Bird Avenue, an accident there on the right shoulder clearing. You've got slow to stop-and-go traffic to just before Meridian Avenue. And in the city, 280 northbound between Mission and 101, construction again tonight, and it's creating jam-ups. A quick look at your KGO weather forecast. Clear tonight. We'll see lows around 47. Sunshine Friday, highs around 70. It's 56 in San Jose and Oakland. In the city, it's 54. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Dramatic and excited announcement from Switzerland by the P5 plus one negotiators led by the Secretary of State, John Kerry. And then an extremely straightforward, but at some point tentative agreement. The word framework, the word tentative. If, when the President of the United States commented on the P5 plus one negotiations with the Islamic Republic of Iran, the suspect secret nuclear weapons program of these last years, the ambition of the Obama administration to come to terms to solve the ongoing suspicion that Iran is developing a nuclear fuel cycle and weaponizing and miniaturizing and developing proliferation of missiles to deliver, to follow through on its threats to our ally Israel and predation in the region, the president used the very, very huge word, if Iran follows through. The president also was very careful to say, if Iran cheats, the world will know it. Question mark. Michael Adine of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who writes at Pajamas Media and other distinguished publications, is here because Michael has experience with that word if in diplomacy in the 20th century and the 21st century. Michael, a very good evening to you. The president used the word if more than once. I just quoted, if Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. The president also said the agreement, if acted upon, will make the world safer, that this will move the story forward and we'll all find peace. If, a lot of ifs for a president. Did he want to use those ifs, Michael? Was that a, let's put it this way, was the president's caution today forced upon him by the inability to move Iran to be transparent? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Good evening. Well, I don't know, because I don't know what he's capable of believing at this point. He's so passionately devoted to the deal with Iran, with the alliance with Iran, that it's hard to say. You know, does he realize that he's dealing with a country that has been cheating always, and that these agreements in general, whether they're with Iran or North Korea or the Soviet Union and so forth, are almost always violated. After the end of the Cold War, we discovered that the Soviets were violating all kinds of arms control agreements, of which this is a framework for one. So who knows? Does he know that or does he not? He's got what he's done here, basically, is buy himself some time. And Khamenei has every reason to be pleased, because Khamenei wants two things. Number one is money. He needs money. And so he wants sanctions off. And that's where the parsing of the language comes in, because in the text of the agreement between Iran and the EU5, it says that sanctions will end contemporaneously with confirmation of Iran honoring the agreements. And in the United States Iran document, it says after the confirmation of Iranian compliance is made. So the first question is, who's going to confirm this? And how are they going to confirm it? I mean, let's just take the IAEA, which is the key agency, the United Nations agency that's supposed to monitor Iranian nuclear activity. They've never been to Parchin.
Right.
Never.
Parchin's mentioned in the fact sheet from the White House today. Parchin has never been inspected. It's a military site. We have reason to believe that that's where the weaponization and miniaturization experiments went on. We have reason to believe that they've built or hidden in Parchin major components of their nuclear program. It was never inspected, to my understanding, Michael. And right now, I find it science fiction to believe that Iran will permit the IAEA into Parchin.
Yes, why should they? They've stonewalled the IAEA at Parchin all along, and there's never been any price to pay for it. So why now? Why should they assume? Look, almost every article you read nowadays has this bit of conventional wisdom about how Iran was forced to the negotiating table because of sanctions.
Right.
I've always been skeptical about that. I don't want to say I don't believe it, but I'm skeptical of it because I can well imagine that the way Rouhani and Zarif convinced Khamenei to come to the negotiating table was to tell him, don't worry, we've got the Americans right where we want them. He's desperate for an agreement, and he will give us whatever we want. And that conforms very nicely to the statement made by the Iranian journalist, spy, official of the regime who defected in Switzerland and who came out and said the United States basically is negotiating for Iran with the Europeans.
Michael.
And so that would tend to confirm that view of why the Iranians are at the table and what they think they'll get from it. Now, if that's right, they think that the Americans will always give them what they want. And that may be true because, as I've been saying, Obama's attitude toward Iran is really a kind of romance. I compared him to Lawrence of Arabia the other day. And, I mean, he's really passionate about it. So I think questions about, well, doesn't he understand that they will cheat, that they always cheat, that everybody in these circumstances cheats, etc., I think it's the wrong question. I think we really have to get at, you know, what is Obama about? Why does he want this? It's just the weirdest thing.
The president today spoke tentatively about a tentative agreement. He also went out of his way to tell us that he was going to speak to, confer with the king of Saudi Arabia, the kingdom, and the prime minister of Israel. Were you surprised that the president was so eager to confer with Mr. Netanyahu, given these last weeks of disdain between the Obama toward Mr. Netanyahu from the Obama administration?
Well, he's worried about Congress. And so this is a gesture to those people in Congress who are threatening to introduce new sanctions and new bills that would restrict his freedom to make more deals with the Iranians. That's what that's about.
The prime minister is not in any fashion pleased by this bill. The language being used in Jerusalem right now is that it's a threat. It's a dangerous agreement or tentative agreement. There's no agreement. There's nothing. There's just what the White House says it is. There's what the EU says it is. There's what Zarif says it is. But there's nothing firm. That's why I'm having difficulty using the right term here, Michael.
Well, they have the right term. It's a framework of an agreement. It's a context into which the agreement, if there ever is one, will go.
That existed before. That's a list existed for the last 5 years. They've been frameworking it since Mr. Obama came into office.
Well, sure. And there's that interim agreement that nobody's ever read because it's still secret, at least this one. Some of it, anyway, seems to be public.
So the announcement today was that a framework exists and that that framework, which existed yesterday, will exist tomorrow. That's what we just heard.
Yeah, and we're going to go on talking and try to hammer out the details between now and the end of June. Good luck.
And between now and the end of June, as they continue to discuss this framework, does that mean that we're going to see inspectors at Parchin between now and the end of June?
Well, I'd be surprised, and I'm sure you would, too.
Shocked. Shocked, actually. Yes.
And I think, no, I don't think, even given this framework, I don't think we're entitled to ask for them. I think we're not entitled to ask for that until a real agreement is agreed and signed. This thing is not signed by anybody, notice. There's not Zarif's name on it. There's not Kerry's name on it. Nobody's name is on it.
If Michael Ledeen of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, if, says the president, if Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. How? When? Who? I'm John Batchelor.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number. So get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-543-3313. Got it? Good. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-543-3313. 1-800-543-3313.
Bill and Kathleen with American Vision Windows.
Hi, my name is Bill, and this is my wife, Kathleen, and we are the owners of American Vision Windows.
And they founded American Vision Windows because of firsthand experience.
It was about 16 years ago. We had a need to get some windows. We started making calls going through the sales process.
We didn't have people returning our calls. When they'd come, they really weren't professional. They didn't give us a full presentation to understand what I was buying, the benefits I was going to have, all the stuff that we like to share with the customer now. I didn't feel like we could make a super educated decision.
So obviously the industry needed better customer service. But the final straw for Bill...
Some of these people were looking at Kathleen like she wasn't the decision maker, which in our house is a mistake.
Since day one, Bill and Kathleen have been on a mission to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. And right now, let American Vision Windows pay the tax and free expert installation. That's right, no tax and free expert installation. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number
778-326. When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in. CarQuest, and roll on.
Domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in. To CarQuest, and roll on.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Helping you understand the new order of the 21st century. The John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Eli Lake, Bloomberg View. Eli, with his colleague Josh Rogan, very carefully watching the suspect secret nuclear weapons program negotiation in Switzerland, and the man to watch. This is very much like a sports contest. You have to know the coaches, you have to know the major players, and in this instance, this is a coach and a player. His name is Mohammad Javad Zarif. He is 54 years old. He's an Iranian diplomat, but that just begins to describe the effectiveness of Zarif and these negotiations, and in the past, and going forward in perpetuity. Eli, a very good evening to you. You write most carefully and presciently about Mr. Zarif yesterday, 24 hours ago, before these announcements today. What are important things to watch about Zarif, how he conducts himself, what he's doing even tonight after these statements from the White House? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Well, Zarif is a very, very slippery character, and he is the foreign minister of Iran, but he is really somebody who has been cultivating relationships with U.S. policy elites, really, you know, you could say for 30 years if you count his grad school career, but at least for 20 years since he's been a senior diplomat from Iran. And he's developed a kind of camaraderie. He's made himself accessible to journalists, to the policy analysts who go in and out of government, to members of Congress, and he has a story to tell. His narrative is that Iran has a right to enrich uranium, that everything about its program is peaceful, that Iran would never make nuclear weapons, and that it is already unreasonably asked to meet an excessive standard, which is unwarranted, and they bend over backwards anyway, and that the sanctions against this country are unfair and unjust. That's typical fare for most diplomats from rogue states. But the difference with Zarif, and this is really important, is that he has a PhD in international relations. He understands international law. He's written scholarly on the topic. And so when he's dealing with diplomats, and this is the world in which they live, most of these diplomats, when they had to deal with some North Korean, you know, zombie robot or someone else from a rogue state, you know, just to get an acknowledgement of basic rules of the road and diplomacy and international law is one thing. To Javad Zarif, they have a peer. They have somebody who's written in Western journals about international law. And I think in some ways it means he has the ability to sort of say, listen, hey, we're all in the same community. I'm on your team. Don't personally disappoint me. And I think it makes him a very effective negotiator with somebody like John Kerry, who believes in his own powers that you can just change the world by spending enough time talking to somebody. But I think this time Zarif clearly got the best of Kerry. And at least what we're seeing now with the details that both sides have shared, both sides are disputing, by the way, they don't agree on exactly what this thing means, at least it looks like, you know, Zarif has done very well for the Islamic Republic of Iran.
I want to underline what you just said, because the Senate is watching. You and your colleague Josh Rogan have spoken to members of Congress, especially members of the Senate, and they are watching and waiting for what emerges from Switzerland, because the Senate wants to review this. There's a bill from Senator Corker of the Foreign Relations Committee to insist upon oversight. But oversight of what? As of tonight, last time I checked, the White House has one fact sheet. The EU has another fact sheet. And I understand Mr. Zarif is already challenging the White House. Is that correct, Eli?
Well, Zarif's version of this deal is that the UN, EU, and U.S. sanctions would effectively be lifted once the IAEA verified, like it has already in terms of this interim agreement, that Iran was meeting the terms of the deal. That is not the way that Kerry described these sanctions. He said that if Iran is seen to be cheating, it will be very easy to snap them back. But I think that the mechanism for how the sanctions are reimposed, particularly in what body, are they UN sanctions? Are they the U.S. sanctions? Which sanctions in the U.S. are we talking about? All of that is really yet to be determined. And Zarif believes that he's pretty much getting a promise for sanctions relief upon the first certification by the IAEA that Iran is in compliance. But here's the catch. Iran has to continue to be in compliance and adhere to the very strict kind of surprise inspections and all of the access it's promising over a course of 10, in some cases 20 years or 15 years, depending on the facility or the issue. Do you think the Iranians are not going to do the same thing that Saddam Hussein did? Saddam Hussein also agreed to the terms of a ceasefire under much more duress in 1991 that would require him to collaborate and cooperate with UN weapons inspectors. It took a dozen years and ultimately the 2003 Iraq war to resolve that issue. And by the way, Bill Clinton bombed Saddam Hussein twice in the 1990s as punishment for stalling and violating his agreements under this kind of similar kind of arms deal. So we're counting on the Iranians to keep their word now over the next 10, 15, 20 years. That's the bet, because it doesn't make sense in terms of all this wonderful monitoring inspections unless, you know, the Iranians say, okay, fine, you can come to the site, you can see this, we'll answer these questions. By the way, so far, they have done none of that. But that's where Javad Zarif comes in, because he's such a smoothie. You know, he's like, we're not hiding anything. Of course we'll keep our word. Don't disappoint me on this.
Mr. Zarif then has already challenged the White House's interpretation of what was stated today in Switzerland and what the President of the United States presented to the American people. Mr. Zarif has already said that is not accurate. How did he put it diplomatically?
He said that in a tweet that the White House's fact sheets were, there was excess, there was no need for such spin. But here's the thing, though. I don't believe anything Javad Zarif says. I mean, I've been going through, you know, his public statements and his interviews, and he says absolutely ridiculous nonsense. And it's just, it's incredible what he gets away with. He tries to explain away the words of the Supreme Leader when he's obviously talking about his fervent wish to destroy Israel, which is, by the way, not interesting in the context of Iranian politics. But Javad Zarif will really say anything. You know, so when he accuses the, Kerry and Obama of lying, there's a good chance this could be what psychologists call a projection.
Eli, right now, the Senate is watching this, especially Senator Corker.
Yeah.
I'm presuming that they want to hear from our negotiators about Javad Zarif. I'm presuming they want to hear what the United States believes it's agreed to. Is that what Senator Corker's waiting to have a bill passed to insist upon in interviewing everybody who was in Switzerland?
The White House has promised, President Obama has promised, to brief the leaders of the Senate and the House on what's in this agreement. And we'll see if these briefings are more precise and specific than they've done up to now, which, I mean, there have been a lot of complaints that they haven't gotten a lot of the information on what these negotiating positions were. I would just say, though, that if the Senate wants to know about Javad Zarif, then I suggest they ask the FBI, because the FBI was investigating him for years
right. When
he was the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations in a case involving something called a lobby foundation, which was ostensibly a charity that was controlled by the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, worth hundreds of millions of dollars to support all kinds of things in the United States, effectively skirting U.S. sanctions and also trying to hide Iranian influence in that way. So, you know, the FBI, there's many notes that haven't made it to file about Javad
A long file on Mohammad Javad Zarif, the man of the hour for Tehran and perhaps for Europe as well, but many more discoveries. Eli Lake, I'm John Batchelor.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Is your retirement portfolio actually structured to provide an income stream? Enough income that you can really count on. Hi, I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci. And as you think about retirement, your goals may have changed. Now you need to protect and grow your nest egg. I can help you get on the right track for retirement. If you're not working full-time now or sometime soon, you need to make sure your income stream will be enough to carry you through your entire lifetime. I've lived in the Bay Area for most of my life, and we have many offices. I'm sure one near you. Call for a complimentary portfolio review. Pat Vitucci, Vitucci & Associates, 800-472-8305, or check don'tinvestandforget.com. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305. Or don'tinvestandforget.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Join my team and take the challenge. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Register today at 39forbc.org.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
You're listening to The John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGORadio.com. A Cumulus station.
I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show. Jurassic Park. Immediately you think of spectacular movie making. This is Spielberg. This is the 20th century. This is frightening dinosaurs in a real world, and something goes very wrong one weekend. But there's a new Jurassic Park coming, Jurassic Park 4. And its release this spring will tell all of us that what we're plunging into is no longer science fiction of the 20th century. It is speculation on evidence here in the 21st century of recreating or biomorphing. That's the term that Charles Pellegrino teaches me for producing dinosaurs or near to with the makings of birds that we regard as commonplace here. Charles, a very good evening to you. Welcome back. Your work from the 20th century was prescient. And in fact, you were condemned for it, but that was you, Charlie. So here we are in the 21st century, and we welcome you. A philosopher has no reputation in his own time. So now that we're out of time, Jurassic Park 2015, the plot is going to turn on a version of King Kong. The scientists are going to genetically enhance a hybrid dinosaur to turn into the Indominus Rex, which is, of course, going to go all wrong when it wrecks the world. To your information, Charlie, connect the events of these last years. I regard the Schweitzer discovery of heme in the bones of a T-Rex that had been dead for 65 million years. That was 2006. That was 1991. This was updated over the last 20 years, so much so that Jack Horner in Montana pointed to evidence of a long tail in an embryo of a chicken. So putting these things all together, biomorphing, can we do this for dinosaurs? Good evening to you, Charlie.
I think it's very, very possible. In fact, if our civilization survives, it's almost inevitable. Mary Schweitzer and I had gotten together, I think we first met about 1988 at a dinosaur conference, and way back in the 70s when Paul Wygodzinski and I were finding muscle fibers intact in ancient amber, and at the same time that Cretaceous amber beds were being found with biting midges in New Jersey by a friend of mine, Jerry Case. That's where that whole idea came from in the 70s. And then with fossil crabs in New Zealand, I was finding original pigment cells. And when I met Mary Schweitzer, she had gone a step beyond all of this into, we were probably only about three people who believed there could be original organic material in fossilized bone. And Schweitzer went on to actually find soft tissue, and it's just a matter of a lot of the original carbon biology is still preserved there, even in fossils that we had previously thought to be only bone. And I am convinced that somewhere down the line, Mary Schweitzer is going to win the Nobel in chemistry for that discovery.
Can we take a chicken and turn it into a dinosaur?
Maybe not a chicken, but up to about in the neighborhood of 80% of the dinosaur genetic code, or at least the theropods to which T-Rex belonged, is probably running around today already in the ostrich and the emu.
So therefore, what we know of biomorphing, it takes an embryo and then we put in a toolkit. Is that how we do it? We adjust the embryo with a toolkit that can guide it to creating a dinosaur? Or would we do versions of this? We're speculating about this in human DNA, by the way. The genome, we're getting that good, Charlie. So doing this is no longer beyond the region of even reaching into mankind, but we're reaching into chickens or emus or ostriches. Can we use a toolkit and make it and reshape the result?
It's a matter of actually finding the right regulator genes in embryonic development, and that's the non-coding DNA largely that used to be mistakenly called junk DNA because it wasn't involved in making proteins, and now we know there are all these feedback mechanisms regulating growth of embryos, and the important thing is we are now have building a genetic Rosetta Stone of all these different species, and we're beginning to compare and learn to actually read genetic codes. So when Watson and Crick discovered the structure of DNA, that was like discovering the hieroglyphs, and now we're able to read it, and soon we'll be able to control it.
The plot for Jurassic 4 says they're going to genetically enhance a hybrid dinosaur. That sounds like so much gobbledygook science fiction. Is that what you just said?
In a sense, you would be going back to the more ancient genes, and because probably there are genes that if we're missing a gene in an emu and we read the DNA of a dinosaur and we see, oh, we need this gene, we might find it in some other animal, a replacement in a mammal or a reptile, and we inject that into the embryonic DNA, and it would be a hybrid of several other animals when you put all the regulator genes together, and you end up, in the first experiments, probably a bird with a longer tail and teeth, and then gradually you work your way up into essentially reconstructing some of your favorite dinosaurs.
All right, I'm going to consider this when the movie opens and see how the reviewers handle the facts as we have them in 2015. Charles Pellegrino is the author of several books, and we've talked to him over the years about his researches. Titanic, yes, of course, The Ghost of Vesuvius, unearthing Atlantis, Return to Sodom and Gomorrah, and most recently, Last Train from Hiroshima. And I want to update the audience on Last Train, Charlie, because after the unhappiness of the fraudulent challenge to you several years ago and losing a publisher who backed off because of what I'd have to say at this point was early days of internet spoofing, Charlie, in which pretenders came
cyber
forward.
Attack, right? Yes.
Maintained that they were members of an important Army Air Force unit, and they were not, and they misled publishers. They misled the New York Times, I think, is also true.
Right. We even had someone pretend going out on the internet pretending to be Nakazawa, one of the major people in my book, and Nakazawa wasn't sending emails to anyone at that time. He was recovering in hospital from intense chemotherapy. So it was an impersonator.
We had a lot of discovery about how the internet is used by malevolence, for malevolence. But let's turn the happy story. You have a new publisher, and you've updated Last Train from Hiroshima to eliminate the man who misled you, who presented himself as a veteran of the Hiroshima attack, and he was not. Where's the book coming? Who's publishing it, and what are the changes you've made?
It's Roman and Littlefield, and it's almost twice as long as it originally was because people in Japan heard that there were people in the American press saying Hiroshima did not happen that way, and this whole storm that was built upon using one American veteran who had exaggerated part of his war record almost as a Trojan horse for all this other stuff. Survivors came forth who had otherwise meant to take their stories to the grave. So the number of survivors has greatly expanded. I ended up being an editor with Japan's largest newspaper with just the raw data of new survivor accounts. And so this new book is coming out that actually goes much more deeply into the story. We have a couple of new accounts from people who survived both atomic bombs, which is the way that I chose to bridge the story of the two cities, because Nagasaki sort of became the forgotten atomic bomb.
Right, right.
And there are about 30 people who survived Hiroshima, went to Nagasaki, survived that. And we now have almost half of their stories. You know, of the 30, we have 15.
When are you publishing? What's the month?
It's coming out in July.
And it's twice as long as the last version, so I'll have to start all over again with you.
Yes.
Last Train from Hiroshima is coming from Charles Pellegrino. And the new movie, Jurassic Park 4, coming with a plot that you're now all informed is no longer science fiction. It's right in front of us, recreating or biomorphing a dinosaur from embryos that are on the planet right now. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
When you have an option and a way to stop snoring, and you choose to snore anyway, that's disrespectful. This is a message for all you people out there that have a snoring problem. Here you have an option. That option is to buy a Zipa. You buy a Zipa, you stop snoring, we're friends. What's a Zipa? It stops snoring. What do you think we're talking about here? Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zipa. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. There's no excuse. If you live another minute your life with snoring, it's your own fault. Go out there and tell everybody who snores to show some respect and get a Zipa. Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. Here you have an option. That option is to buy a Zipa. So listen up. Get a Zipa and stop snoring now. And if you're not the snorer, by now you know who is. Because everybody knows somebody who snores. Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Well, I've got one word for you. Proactive. There's a huge reason Proactive is the number one acne treatment in the country. It totally works. Prescription-grade Proactive heals your acne and even prevents future breakouts. How great is that? There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And I'm telling you, it's time to get it, because Proactive has set up a special dedicated 800 number, so get ready to punch that number into your phone. Pull over if you have to. Here's the deal. $19.95 gets you ProActive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush. It's valued at $45, and it's yours free. So is the shipping. For only $19.95, you, my friends, are guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you'll get your money back. Here's the number. 1-800-543-3313. Got it? Good. Call for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-543-3313. 1-800-543-3313.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Konkan Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Alicia in Fremont.
Rick, why are you parking your vans on my street?
We don't park our vans on the street, Alicia.
Well, there's almost always a Konkan Brothers van parked on my street. There's one at Helen Nguyen's right now.
What's the street?
Hill Drive.
Oh, a lot of your neighbors have been buying carpet from Konkan Brothers. That's all.
Really? Well, I want new carpet, but it's not in the budget right now.
Well, we have financing at Konkan Brothers, so you can get your new carpet now and pay for it monthly.
Huh. Okay, I hadn't thought of financing carpet. Is Helen Nguyen financing her carpet?
I'm not at liberty to say, but if you want new carpet, just come see us at Konkan Brothers.
But will you park your van in front of my house?
Not if you don't want us to.
Of course I want you to. I want Helen to see I'm getting new carpet from Konkan Brothers.
Okay, then. See you soon, Alicia.
Konkan Brothers, you can count on us.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
You're listening to The John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Iran, the suspect secret nuclear weapons program of Iran, the P5 plus one negotiations, and once upon a time, negotiations with a suspect secret nuclear weapons program, not in Persia, not in the subcontinent, but in the Korean Peninsula. And from there, we learn about what a negotiation comes to and what talks result in. Daniel Henniger, who writes Wonderland for the Wall Street Journal, he's the deputy editor of the editorial page, is here to take us through the recent past that can point the road to the near future as we await for the framework and the tentative deal with Iran to be filled in over these next months. Yes, the devils are in the details, but history does tell us where we are in this success. Dan, a very good evening to you. I'm being careful here with the language because the negotiators in Switzerland have been very careful in what they have delivered, what they have promised, what they are looking for, and where they are hesitant. You write of North Korea and several administrations, beginning with the Clinton administration of the late 20th century, moving through the Bush administration and the Obama administration in the 21st century. And the disappointment several times, not just once, the several times with the talks model. How did it work, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, you know, they have negotiated with North Korea, which is a nuclear power, but wasn't always. They have negotiated arms control agreements with them going back 30 years. The granddaddy was the agreed framework, which the Clinton administration signed with North Korea in 1994. Bear in mind that prior to that, North Korea had been a signatory to the Non-Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, had signed an agreement in 1992 with South Korea to, quote, denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. They even agreed back then to let inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency come in and look at their, quote, unquote, civilian nuclear program. Then came that big 1994 agreement, and what came in the wake of that is the most extraordinary story of deceit on the part of North Korea, lying, and successive efforts by the United States and outside nations to sit down and renegotiate new agreements with the North Koreans. Over this period of time, extending up at least to about 2012, the North Koreans did the following. They fired three long-range ballistic missiles, the Taepodong 1, 2, and a third one, capable of flying about 1,200 miles. They flew the first one over Japan. And also in that period, they conducted three underground nuclear tests. Every time they would do one of these things, John, they would not exactly apologize, but they would incredibly say, we're willing to sit down now and discuss disarming and dismantling our nuclear program. And the United States and the West would run over to Beijing or New York or Geneva and negotiate with the North Koreans. And this is all ended now. Nobody talks to them about much of anything, but my favorite piece of the whole sad saga, John, was that last November, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said they had been told that the North Koreans are once again willing to commence six-party talks with the United States and the five other nations. You know, the Iranian deal is in the foothills of this preposterous mountain of arms control agreements. So this is just the beginning.
The talks model, then, that's what we're looking at. The playbook, yeah. North Korea writes, and it's important here to flag that there have been reports over the years recently that Iran uses North Korea's missile proliferation program and North Korea's nuclear proliferation program as an R&D, as a development phase. Important Iranian officials, nuclear weapons, officials, missile officials have been present at long-range tests of the type of dough that Dan flags, and also those underground tests have all been present at that. So the relationship between North Korea and Iran is intimate. At the same time, the model exists in North Korea that Iran is now free to follow, which is that talks are unending. There's not ever going to be an accounting for these talks. We have very little detail from Lausanne, Switzerland right now about all the questions about transparency, past weaponization reports, inspections of the military sites. All that remains to be filled in. But over these next 3 months, Dan, there's very little, if I follow your argument correctly, there's very little risk. In fact, there's no risk for Iran whatsoever to talk and talk and talk and expect that the P5 plus one will always come back to the table despite violations, questions, and non-transparency. Have I said all that correctly, Dan?
Pretty much, John. I mean, I think the thing to focus on here is that, look, any nation like Iran aspiring to nuclear capability was never going to be able to do it without the outside world finding out. So the progress would always be incremental. You're not going to get a free pass. The thing about this announcement today that I think we should need to focus on amidst all the details in this these parameters that they published is it remains, as they decided several months ago, that they're trying to not prevent Iran from achieving nuclear capability. They're trying to reduce the breakout period over which they can build an atomic bomb to 1 year, which means that, by definition, the infrastructure to produce a bomb will remain intact in Iran if they can build a bomb within a year. So they will just try to move towards that goal more slowly than they did in the past. The second thing that I believe that we have to focus on is the issue of sanctions and when they're going to be lifted and when they're going to be reimposed. Inevitably, as with North Korea, Iran will cheat. And when they are suspected of cheating, this will put in motion a very particular process, which is going to take a lot of time. The inspectors from the international, the IAEA, will raise complaints. Those complaints will have to be filed with the UN Security Council. All of that takes months and months and months. And during those long months, while the West tries to figure out how to react, the Iranians will be allowed to proceed with whatever they're doing to slowly build towards that bomb. And this is a process that gets repeated, sort of two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. Under that arithmetic, you're moving in a forward direction.
Quickly, Dan, Senator Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has said within the hours of the announcements made in Switzerland that Congress will have a say. The quote is, if a final agreement is reached, the American people through their elected representatives must have the opportunity to weigh in to ensure the deal truly can eliminate the threat of Iran's nuclear program and hold the regime accountable. Is that an improvement on the North Korean model that you lay out in your column, Dan, in your opinion?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's more of a return to the salt and start model of that existed when we were doing arms control agreements with the Soviet Union, which is to say, there, even as these parameters published today suggest, there is a lot of detail in there. There is going to be a lot of technical detail. I think that should be brought before Congress eventually, and hearings should be held at which technical specialists on this subject can testify and open it up, rather than merely trusting the Obama administration to say we've crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. That is not the case. This is a process that requires to be the outsiders and critics, indeed, to go over with a fine-tooth comb to get it right. So I think Senator Corker is on entirely the right course by saying that the Congress, which is to say the American people, need to be given an opportunity to look at the devil in the details of this agreement.
Daniel Henniger is the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing most recently in Wonderland of the Talks Model, and it begins with Iran. Again, I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
If you've been left out of the refinance market, even though your bank account says you can easily afford one, Cash Call Mortgage has great news. We have a program that qualifies your refinance simply based on your credit score and the cash flow through your bank accounts, or alternatively, your stocks and bonds. Simple, logical, easy. So make the cash call at 844-890-CASH and refi your mortgage up to $1 million and even pull up to $350,000 cash out without tax returns or pay stubs. Call 844-890-CASH and we'll tell you about our competitive low rates and let you know just how much cash you can pull out. This cash is the cheapest capital available to add to your investment portfolio. You can even use it for a down payment on rental property. Our process is quick and easy because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest-rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there, too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com, a Cumulus station.